Blog Talk Radio.
But Jonah ran away from the Lord
and headed for Tarshish. Jonah 1:3. That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
This is the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
Two generations with
one mission.
And that's right. Hey, we got to send a quick shout out all the way to the Philippines, 8,000 miles away. Our friends, Pastor and Jen Congdon, are out there at the Word of Life Bible Institute in the Philippines.
Thanks for listening in, and it's good to have you.
That's right. I was told they speak English, so I'm not going to try to say anything in Spanish. There is no Filipino. Well, there might be a Filipino language. I don't know. We had our first listen in the United Arab Emirates.
Ooh.
I wouldn't have thought there were a lot of Christians there, but actually the Pope was just there doing a mass, and he had a big crowd. So we beat the Pope to the United Arab Emirates. So score one for the ChristCast 2020. ChristCast 2021 Catholics. They were there, so it's tied.
It's tied.
As you've been listening, you know, because they're right in front of us. What do we have, Kiki?
We have 6 Litterbaum passes we're actually going to give away to listeners like you.
That's right. You listen in. We're going to figure out how we're going to do this. I got some schools that want to be entered, have all their students entered to win. I say it's real simple. Just listen to the show, and we'll explain everything. We might save one for the mayor's prayer breakfast.
Maybe.
But, it's pretty cool. And once again, want to thank our friends out at Schlitterbahn for that. Hey, today we're talking about the Book of Jonah. I've been looking forward to
the
this.
The classic Jonah book.
That's
everyone
right. Everyone knows about the Book of Jonah. But there's a lot more to it than just the story of
a giant fish eating
right.
a man.
That's right. And if you want to Google it, there are examples of people who claim to have been swallowed by a large sperm whale and survived. So we're going
to
talk about that, though. The fact that it raises some doubts in the minds of sentient human beings. Let's talk about where we are. We're actually in the Northern Kingdom in a little town right outside the town of Nazareth. Somebody else famous comes from Nazareth. That's interesting. And, of course, who wrote the book?
Of course, Jonah wrote the book. It's practically a memoir of his story about going to Nineveh and, like, getting eaten by a whale, then going to Tarshish. So he writes it in the third person, but there's no reason to think anyone other than Jonah wrote the book, because who would have all of these great details of being swallowed by a fish? It was 3 days exactly, and he got barfed up. It's like, there's so many details you can't really deny that Jonah wrote it.
I thought about how we would do our intro in the third person, but I couldn't figure it out. So I just went with the radio. Anytime I try to change the intro, I mess it up. So we're going to talk about the Book of Jonah. There is a lot more to it than just the story that we're all familiar with. And it's about the disobedience and revival, and we're going to talk about it all right after
this. Google ChristCast 2020 or say,
Alexa, Siri, play ChristCast 2020 podcast. Hey, we're back.
Welcome back.
Greetings again to you out in the Philippines. Yes, disobedience.
He's really proud of that.
Yes, my brother and my dad were both stationed in the Philippines. My mom was the secretary for a gigantic Air Force squadron. There's a picture of her with like 400 guys, and there's one little lady in the middle, and that's my mom. Here's the interesting thing about, and this is something we all deal with, disobedience. The simple fact is that
Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh. It's like you're not wanting to go to school, or you don't want to go to the dentist. It's kind of like that same thing.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really want to go because all the Ninevites are his enemies.
Yeah, he didn't like the Ninevites.
The Jews at the time didn't like anyone else but outside of their circle, because they were like, oh, they're sinners. We're the holy people. We shouldn't be touched by them.
That's right. And he thinks of them as enemies, and he actually wants to go. He says, God says go to Nineveh, and it's not about distance. It's about 500 miles away from Nazareth.
It's not as far as some places
are. He tries to go to
are.
Spain. Yeah, Tarshish is modern-day Spain, so he jumps on the boat, and of course the rest is history. But what this book teaches us is that
God sends us where we're needed. Like, God wants us doing this, like right now.
We must.
But then others, then
God wants me to get up early every Thursday, 2 hours before my normal wake up time.
Maybe you need it someday.
Maybe I do.
Then God sends us out on mission trips too to go spread the word, yep. Even if it's not necessarily spreading the word, it's spreading through our actions.
Absolutely. I wanted to go my own way in 2015. I had a crazy mission that I wanted to go on, and I was doing a little show that most of y'all have never heard of called the Crosscast. And I was just minding my own business and ended up doing the show with this eighth grader.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go do something else, and I ended up doing this. And so,
aren't
to God be the
it.
Glory. Yes, I'm so very glad. I'm so very glad. Because I never would have heard about the Chick-fil-A app had it not been for this. And who told me about it?
And look who gushes about it every day.
All the time. It's true. Jonah's mission to Nineveh is one of the most successful ever. Nineveh is in modern-day Iraq. And something interesting happened. He went to Nineveh and said, hey, you guys better change your ways or some bad things are going to happen. And strangely enough, the Ninevites said, okay, we're going to try to change our ways. More about that later in the show. Where do we find Christ in Jonah? Pretty simple. When Jesus Christ is being questioned by the Pharisees, he references the book of Jonah in Matthew 12:40. He says to the Pharisees, just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish,
so the Son of Man will be in 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
That's right. And he goes on to tell the Pharisees, and oh, by the way, the Ninevites listened to Jonah. You're not going to listen to me.
And
you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. Hey, let's talk about how we apply it today. Kiki, I can remember being in elementary school and being afraid to tell my parents that I'm not buying this business about the whale. You can't get swallowed. I was a swimmer, even in elementary school. You know how you play club soccer?
Yeah.
I grew up at a country club, Wood Lake Golf and Country Club, and we had a club swim team. I would actually lay on the bottom of the pool, seeing how long I could hold my breath, and then pop up saying, how long would a whale really keep you underwater? And
well,
I just,
you would have an air pocket.
Yes, well, that's what my dad said. But we all have doubts. We're human beings. God gave us reason, and God gave us intelligence and the ability to question things. And if you're a Christian or you know people that have doubts, that's not, you know, unnormal.
Bad.
Yeah, it happens. It does happen. And, of course, some other things that we have to apply to our lives today
is we can't really hide from God. He's omnipresent, omnipowerful. He's everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. He has a good plan for all of us. Yeah. Even if you're saved or not, he still has a plan for you.
Absolutely.
It may sound threatening, but it's a great thing.
It is a great thing. And Jonah thought, well, I don't want to go to Nineveh. I'll go way over here to Spain where God can't see me.
Nope, didn't work out.
God sent a whale into the Mediterranean Sea, which you don't usually find whales in the Mediterranean Sea. And, of course, like I said, if you watch the VeggieTales or anything like that, you're familiar with that. There's something else that we can apply today, something that I struggle with. Jonah's mad that he's like, man, I'm going to go tell the Ninevites to change their ways. They're not going to do it, and I'm going to get the joy of watching God destroy this city. But they repent, and then he resents it. And he's upset about it. Yeah, thank you. I meant to put that in the notes. That's a word that Kiki taught me that I had never applied that way before. She has told me a couple times, Jason, don't be salty. Jonah is very salty. He's an angry guy. You can read it in the book. You can sense it in the book. And he's technically, literally salty because when you fall into the ocean,
you get very salty.
So don't resent God's compassion on those we consider our enemies, the people that we think are less righteous than us. One of our last vicars at Cross Lutheran, his mother-in-law did not believe in God, did not believe in Jesus Christ until she was on her deathbed. And she had a deathbed conversion, asked if she could receive baptism and communion just moments before she died. And God's not going to say, well, you didn't do a podcast, you didn't go to church every Sunday. What did he do? He said,
Of course.
And of course, people might say, well, man, I do all this stuff, and then this person gets into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, it's just that easy, and it's just that complicated. There are only two books in the Bible, Nahum being the other one, that end with a question, and a question that goes unanswered. And it
is.
And God says about the city of Nineveh,
shall I not spare Nineveh, that great city?
Yeah, and we don't get an answer. We don't get an answer because that's where the book ends. It ends kind of abruptly. It's like one of those movies where the screen just goes black and you're not sure.
But he's kind of making you question.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Nineveh. It's like, what other great cities are around you that could be saved, but you're not doing anything about it?
Yeah, it is a great book. I encourage you to, as always, read it, get a study guide, take a look at the geography. If you have some questions about the whole whale swallowing a person thing, that's fine. But it is a fascinating book. And again, it's one that Jesus quotes directly. And maybe because he was from the same area, you know,
probably
from the area of Nazareth. So, like I said,
close
I encourage you. Yeah, very close to home. Now, not close to home in the Philippines, 8,000 miles away. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
You've been listening to the ChristCast 2020, and to God be the
glory.